From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a major case. On one side, an individual's right of free speech and association. On the other, a federal law aimed at combating terrorism. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Rarely do conservative and liberal justices join up to bruise lawyers for both sides with equal ferocity, but that's what they did today. Before the court was a provision of the Patriot Act that makes it a crime to provide material support to any organization designated a terrorist group by the State Department. The definition of material support includes not just providing weapons or cash or bomb-making skills. It includes providing any sort of personnel, expert advice, or training, including advice on how to resolve disputes peaceably or training on how to make human rights claims before the UN. The nonprofit Humanitarian Law Project has a long history of mediating international conflicts and training foreign groups like the Kurdish minority in Turkey in how to present their human rights grievances to the UN for resolution. But the Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK, has been designated a terrorist group, so the Humanitarian Law Project stopped its activities for fear it could be prosecuted. Instead, it challenged the material support law as applied to advocacy of peaceful, lawful activity. 79-year-old Ralph Fertig is the president of the organization.
I was afraid that my exercising free speech advocating nonviolence might be interpreted as material assistance, and therefore I would be subject to arrest and conviction under the law.
Inside the Supreme Court today, Georgetown law professor David Cole, representing Mr. Fertig, told the justices that persuading and training foreign groups to resolve their conflicts peacefully and lawfully cannot be a crime under the U.S. Constitution. Justice Stevens, don't you agree that some of that speech can be regulated? Answer, no. Advocating only lawful, peaceable activities is core political speech protected by the Constitution. Justice Kennedy, what about giving tsunami aid to one of these organizations? Answer, money is different. It's conduct, not speech. Justice Scalia noted that Cole's clients are free to say anything they want. They just can't say it in conjunction with a group designated as a terrorist organization. Cole responded that under that theory, the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and Washington Post could all be prosecuted for accepting, editing, and publishing op-ed pieces written by Hamas leaders. Justice Kennedy, this is a difficult case for me. Suppose the speech is tantamount to material support in that it legitimizes, encourages, or strengthens the organization. Cole replied that more than a half century ago, the Supreme Court held that membership and advocacy in the Communist Party could not be a crime by itself. Justice Scalia, I think it's very unrealistic to compare these terrorist organizations with the Communist Party. Those cases involve philosophy. I don't think any of these terrorist organizations represent such a philosophical organization. Answer, Congress's findings were not that the Communist Party was a philosophical debating society, but that it was an international criminal conspiracy directed by our enemy to overthrow us. Justice Ginsburg, what's the difference between the PKK and Al-Qaeda or the Taliban? Answer, we're at war with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Congress designated these organizations as our enemy and authorized military action against them after 9/11. But we're not at war with the PKK. The PKK's beef is with the government of Turkey. Defending the material support statute on behalf of the U.S. government today, Solicitor General Elena Kagan said the law is a vital weapon in the nation's continuing struggle against international terrorism. Justice Sotomayor, what in this statute could justify Congress from barring individuals to petition peacefully to world agencies or even U.S. agencies? Answer, individuals like Mr. Fertig can petition for themselves, but they cannot do it in conjunction with a group designated as a terrorist organization. Justice Ginsburg, you say they could meet and communicate with these groups, but they can't communicate advice on how to pursue their goals through lawful means? Answer, exactly right. Justice Kennedy, so you can persuade an organization to lay down its arms, but you can't tell them, here's how to do it? Answer, no, because you've given them an extremely valuable skill. Justice Kennedy, do you stick with the argument that filing a friend of the court brief in this country on behalf of the PKK would be a violation of the law? Answer, yes, that would be an illegal service. Justice Breyer, incredulous, you're saying a group abroad that may have some American citizens in it can't hire a lawyer to file briefs in the U.S. on behalf of the group? Solicitor General Kagan tried to dodge the question, but ended up saying essentially, yes. Justice Ginsburg, all the group wants to do is support lawful activity, but it can't do that? Answer, you can't provide material support, whether tangible or intangible. Justice Alito, how can you argue that training and providing advice is not speech? Answer, it's conduct. The words of the statute make clear what is legal and what is not. Chief Justice Roberts, I'm not sure that's right. I mean, expert advice or assistance? I don't know sitting here that I could tell you how to advocate for peaceful resolution or whatever. Is that expert advice? Justice Sotomayor, under the government's definition, teaching these members to play the harmonica would be unlawful. Justice Scalia, puckishly, well, Muhammad Atta and his harmonica quartet might tour the country and make a lot of money. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.